online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a deal with a doobie.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Coming up next on...
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
Time to put on your cozy, comfy clothes and relax with the ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. Here's your resident, Mouth for the South, Mom to Little Donna, with Dr. Princess Odelia. And tonight's topic is no laughing matter. Racial profiling, still going strong. No matter what nationality you are, we all have been racially profiled. It's not something to be swept under the rug, and we're pulling it out tonight. We have our fitness and health tip with Jillian Michaels in our inspirational corner as well. So, let's do this!
Year-old Trayvon Martin was walking home after buying candy at a convenience store when he was shot and killed in this gated community. Police say this man, George Zimmerman, shot Trayvon. They've known that since the shooting, but they have yet to arrest him.
I'm brokenhearted that my son is gone.
Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch captain, was out on patrol that Sunday evening nearly 2 weeks ago. He called 911 about a suspicious person. When police arrived minutes later, they found Trayvon shot in the chest, laying face down on the ground. The 28-year-old was armed. The high school junior was not.
At that point, Mr. Zimmerman was taken into custody, investigative detention, if you will, to go to the station to conduct interviews with him to find out exactly what happened.
He was questioned and released. Police say the 911 dispatcher can be heard telling Zimmerman not to confront the teenager. But because those calls are part of their investigation, they won't release them. The Martins are suing to make them public.
That 911 tape is going to be riveting because it's going to tell why this homeowners association, Loose Cannon, disregarded and ignored the police instructions and confronted this kid with a 9mm handgun.
But this family says he killed their son and belongs behind bars.
This clearly was murder. This was not an accident. And it hurts. It hurts as a mother.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in to talk to me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donna's, or my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia. Dr. Princess Odelia, how are you doing this evening?
I am doing just wonderful. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. I'm so ready for this show. And I'm excited and I'm not excited.
Why are you not excited?
Because, you know what, I'm thinking, okay, what year is this? This is 2012.
Right.
And we are still not making any
progress. Don't have it together.
No, we don't.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that we should not even have to be talking about anymore. But you know what? We're going to bring it. We have to talk about it. We have to discuss it.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's very important. Very important
yep.
for us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So how has your week been?
It has been a very productive and transformational week, I might add. And I am looking forward to the weekend. I can't tell how wonderful it is here in Michigan. In March, we have summer weather. We had 77
wow.
degrees yesterday, which broke history. It was a historical moment. I don't think it's ever been that hot in March.
Uh-huh.
And today we had 70, I think it hit up to 73. So we are just enjoying ourselves. People are walking around with shorts on and sandals in March, which is typically
wow.
our worst winter month, typically.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, that's just the way it is. I mean, heck, we may get snow in June, okay? Somebody
oh,
told
no.
me today. Somebody told me today that they remembered on their graduation day, it actually snowed, and it was in May. So, I mean, you know, that's Michigan for you.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I was hearing in the news that it seems like all across the United States, we're experiencing warmer weather this year. The trees and the flowers are blooming 2 to 3 weeks earlier. Everybody's suffering from allergies. So I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. It's a global. And, you know, although we're very happy about it because we're experiencing this wonderful weather, you know, they're also a group of people that if you listen to them long enough, you'll be depressed about it because they're going to tell you, well, that's the global warming, and just in a few years, we're all going to burn it. You know, and you know what? There may be some truth to that. Who knows? And I'm not
right.
who knows. I mean, I could go on and on about that subject, but I just refuse to. I don't want to damper the moment. Let's experience our wonderful weather right now and be very open to greater truths about what is happening in our world as well. Let's not be oblivious to it, but we shouldn't be fearful about it, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So once again, we do want to say thank you and welcome to everyone that's listening tonight. Tonight's topic, if you didn't catch the opening, we're talking about racial profiling. And it has been all over the news, United States, worldwide, about this young teenager named Trayvon Martin that was gunned down, and he wasn't even armed. All he had in his pocket was a bag of Skittles.
Oh.
And when this shooting first happened, you know, the next morning on the news, of course, it broke here in Orlando, I did not realize just how big this story was going to be until I started looking on Facebook and looking on, you know, it hit ABC News and all the other major networks, and I was like, wow. This
wow.
man, the police officer, yeah, he's in a lot of hot water. So it made me think about, have we really made any progress as far as racial profiling has gone?
No,
and
I don't think so.
No, we haven't. And, you know, like I mentioned before, no matter what race we are, we have all been racially profiled. And
yeah.
the one point that stuck out in my mind about this case, this security guard said, you know, if you listen to from his comments and everything, he said that he called in because there was a suspicious person walking in the neighborhood. That just hit me in the head like, okay, what made him suspicious? What made him look at his... Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, but besides the color, was it the way he was dressed? Was it, you know, was it the way he was walking? Or was it just the color of his skin? And so I started doing more research and come to find out that the night that this young man was shot, he was wearing, it was like a sweatshirt with a hood on it, one of those hoodies.
Oh,
and he had
no,
his hood on his head. Okay. It was cool, pretty cool that night. And I will admit, I will put a hood on my head to keep my head warm as well. So you mean to tell me that because I'm wearing a hoodie, I look suspicious?
Right.
And the sad thing about it, this young man, he lives in the neighborhood. But because there's not that many black people in this gated community, he looks suspicious.
Yeah. And you know what's interesting, though, Mom, too? I don't think there's going to be too much, I shouldn't say that. Because I really believe that I have to take it back, because I have to stay to what I believe, and I believe that there is going to be transformation and peace in the world. But I also believe, and I know, that in order for that to come, that before we see that and experience that, what we're going to experience first is a great uproar and also truth of everybody and everything coming forth. That's what we're going to have. And yeah. You know what? I'm sorry I paused, because I'm going to have to move from where I am, because there's a concert going on in the background. So can you hear my background noise?
I can't. Maybe I don't hear anything.
Oh, you cannot?
Uh-uh.
Oh, good. Okay, well then forget that I ever said that there was background noise. but I don't think, I think what is happening now, too, is that, as I said in the beginning of the year, this is the year of authenticity. And the truth is just being revealed about a lot of things, about how we think, about how, just a lot of things. The truth is being revealed. If no longer can we hide what is. And it's going to bring us, it's going to bring an uproar and some issues. It will, because change always does that first. It's okay.
Right.
But then there's going to be no need for people to just hide. I mean, think about it. There are a lot of racist people that you may not think they're racist because they're smiling in your face. Just because they're smiling in your face doesn't mean they're not racist. You know, we have racism within the black community. Amongst ourselves, okay? So we judge ourselves. I mean, there's social profiling. You know, people assume what people should have based on how they dress, how they look, etc. I'll just share something. My brother, he's a vice president of investments of a bank, and he said one of his clients had come in. One of his biggest clients was a young lady, an older lady, who smelled like urine, right?
Mm.
To the point that they called her Miss Pissy. When she would come in, they say, Miss Pissy is here to see.
Listen,
this woman had more money than any of his accounts. She was a millionaire. She didn't look like it or anything. But people, if you saw her on the street, you would think that she was a homeless, and she was a white woman. You would think that she was homeless without anything. You see? And people, we as a people, even beyond race, we have social profiling. We really have to just move to something else. It's beyond racism. It's not just that. It's our perception of who we are, what we don't realize about ourselves. Therefore, we can't see ourselves in others, and we can't see beyond their circumstance or whatever. And it's really sad.
And what makes it even worse, Dr. Princess Odelia, is this issue of, racial profiling, social profiling, all the other types of profiling. It goes on generation after generation after generation, because our kids pick it up from us. They learn it from us. And we don't even realize that sometimes that we're doing it in front of our children until our children make a comment about it. And you're like, where did you hear that from? And they go, you.
That's right.
What?
Right.
Like, okay.
Right. Exactly right.
Yeah, it is sad. And I have actually been talking to some young people, in high school age, about their feelings on racial and social profiling. And the ones that I've interviewed, they've made the comment that they really don't care about the color of the skin and, things like that. Yet sometimes, because of the cliques that they have to be in, they will catch themselves saying, oh, well, I don't want to hang with her because she's not pretty enough. Her hair is not long enough or curly enough. She doesn't wear the right type of clothes. And I'm like, that's interesting, because it goes back to that social profiling thing. It starts when they're young, and it just keeps going as we get older, and we don't even realize. But like you said, the truth will come out about how a person really feels, what's in the heart. The heart will always reveal itself. And sad to say, with this case, with this young gentleman that was shot, this security guard, he showed his true colors. You know, they interviewed his father saying, you know, he was saying, no, my son is not racist. Okay, maybe he's not. But what made him go to the point of wanting to shoot someone black that's unarmed?
Wow.
And he keeps saying it was self-defense. I'm like, okay, you've got the gun. He doesn't have a gun. What was he doing to you? You are a grown man. He's a child.
Because of the fear. I mean, you know what? I'm going to say this. Let's attribute it to the media. If you are not accustomed to being around a certain group of people,
mm-hmm.
just watch the news. You'll form your opinion. The media strives off of the... I apologize. The media really thrives off of the negative news. So you have these individuals who, because they do not associate with another race or another individual, type of individual from a particular social venue, then
mm-hmm.
they form their opinions, and it does create fear. It does.
You know, now that you say that, that makes a lot of sense. What you're saying has a lot of truth to it. Because even if I look at, like, my situation, anytime
mm-hmm.
I mention that I homeschool my girls, the eyebrows raise. Because there's not too many black there's not too many black families that you hear say, yes, we homeschool our kids. And there are a lot of black families that homeschool their kids. But every time I mention that, the eyebrows raise, like, oh, really?
Oh, you do that?
Uh-huh. What makes you think you're smart enough to do that?
That's right. That's right. Or if you say that your child merely takes a class, piano, or goes skiing,
mm-hmm.
You know, you do something like that, go to a country club. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the same token, the blacks feel that way of our race. We have that own perception about ourselves. And unfortunately, we go into... We look at the white community as if that is the upper echelon. How do you say that word? Echelon. How do you say that word? You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well, can you correct me? Did I say it right?
I'm going to put
you on the spot. Now you didn't.
I know what you're trying to say, but don't ask me to pronounce it.
Echelon. Okay, echelon, I think that's what it is. Okay, we'll get it right. But anyway, we have a perception, which is actually our barrier, because a lot of times we won't go beyond. But then it's unfortunate when we get into situations like this, what happened to the young man. Now, here we go. Then you have a group of black people, a lot of black people, that will step back, and just because of that won't even think to go to the other side of the track, because you see what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel safer in the hood, or feel safer in an area where they don't feel they have to be challenged. And that's really, really unfortunate. So when we talk about, is this going to stop? Yes, one day it will stop. But it's going to take a lot of uncovering first. It's going to take for us individually to begin to know ourselves, to be comfortable in our own skin, to be comfortable, for God's sake, to be comfortable to be you, to be authentic with yourself. When you have a whole bunch of authentic people, then you have a society that changes. And until then, you don't have that. It's not going to happen. You can have movements. You can have whatever you want. You can march, smile. You can, you know, sing, We Shall Overcome. You can do all of that great stuff. It's great, you know. We hear all the speeches. Fantastic. But it's going to take individual change before there is community, before there is worldwide change, before we can really move beyond this haltiness of perception of other people, other races, other colors, and to be happy in our own skin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care, white, black, Indian, Chinese, people as a whole have a long ways to go before we can have that experience.
Yes. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number if you would like to call in and join in the conversation with Dr. Princess Odelia and myself. We're talking about racial profiling, all types of profiling, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Dr. Princess Odelia, something that you mentioned that I've been trying to incorporate in, with my girls to try to break down the barriers of stereotyping people, I will actually take them into different shops. You know, not the hole-in-the-wall type shops, but like stores that maybe a Chinese person owns or an Asian person owns. I try to get them exposed to all the different cultures so that they can see, you know, how other races and cultures live. And,
that's right.
Yeah, and when I do that, it does strike up a conversation about, you know, okay, so why do they do it this way? Why do they do it that way? You know, they'll ask me questions. And then, of course, now that I put myself in that situation, I have to go, I have to be able to carry a conversation on with them. But
that's right.
Being able to do that is helping them see there's all types of people and that we should love everyone. I don't
that's
want them
right.
to just, you know, just be with just the black people or the white people or the Hispanic people. Because here in Florida, it's a melting pot of all types of cultures of people. And in my opinion, they need to be exposed to everyone.
Yes.
And not
yes.
just be stuck in this one little box of, okay, this is how the world is supposed to be. No. And sometimes, because of doing that, you know, people that I talk to, I do not call them friends. I will say them associates. I will tell them, you know, well, my daughters and I, we went to such a shop. And they'll say, really? I didn't know black people go there. I'm like, why wouldn't I go in there just because they sell Chinese food? We eat Chinese food.
Wow. Wow.
It's like you said, that mentality until we can change and be comfortable with who we are.
Yeah.
The change isn't going to happen. We need to stop looking at people with the slanted eye and start looking at their inside, their heart. What do they have to offer me? You know, are they, do they have some kind of talent that can help me in my life? Stop looking at all the negative and start looking at the positive.
Right,
and
right.
It's hard to do. It really is hard to do.
You know, I think it's hard to do too, Mom, too, because, again, it's just that we feel that we're racing against time. We're racing to be somebody that we already are.
Mm.
We wanna try, you know, there's this separation. We're not realizing that we're all equal. You know, we really don't realize that we're all equal. Even when we're talking about desegregation, we centralize that viewpoint on color when it's so much deeper than that, where society has created this barrier. Even when we're even when the children are actually in grade school, you have the separation of you're an honor student, you're not, and because you're an honor student and you're not, I'm going to put you over here, I'm going to put them over there, and there's this separation. And yes, we should award the children, but sometimes people take the award even overboard.
Yes.
And it's sad where even as a child, people are just separated. We're all separated. You know, the parents don't, you know, if they're not introducing them to different things, how you've done with your children, how I've done with my children, you take them out into society and introduce them to certain things. I love Middle Eastern food. So a lot of times I would get my Middle Eastern food from the Middle Eastern store.
Right.
And so when we do things like that, you'll find there's only a few of us there. You'll find that as a people, we are all just divided. I mean, even whites have segregation amongst the whites, just like the blacks amongst the blacks and the Chinese amongst the Chinese. You would be surprised. Chinese, if you speak one dialect versus another dialect, you have some of them that don't get along with each other. There's racism within races. There's separation within religions. There's racism. I mean, there's separation all over the place. So when you get this situation that happened with the young man here, it's a wonder why. because we, yeah. I think we just, we need to, we have a long ways to go as it pertains to what is life, really? What are we here for?
And I think it all goes back to getting back to the basics. Just, like you said, stop looking at people and their color, their social status, and start learning and getting to know the person themselves. Because
mm-hmm.
when you actually do that, where you get to know the person and stop looking at the color of their skin, what kind of car
mm-hmm.
they drive,
mm-hmm.
the house
mm-hmm.
they live in, you will
mm-hmm.
be surprised the things that you can learn from that individual.
Yeah.
Your mind will, they will just open your mind to a whole different world. And you're like, wow, I didn't know that. That's new information. But yet, because we want to stay in our little comfort zone, in our
yeah.
little box, and just, you know, like you said, have different groups of segregation, no matter if it's the weight or the color or the social status, we don't get anywhere. We're not moving forward. We're stuck in one place. And it's sad.
Wow.
And
it's
when you
so
do
sad.
Have, yeah, and when you do have an individual that tries to break away from the norm, they get the slant eye. They look at you like you're crazy. Like,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing? No, you're not supposed to be doing that. You're not.
Right.
It's, I don't know. We could just go on and on about this subject. We really could.
You know, sometimes I think, I thought about this one day, not too long ago. I thought about just really not caring one day and walking out like I just didn't care, like I woke up one morning.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm real funny about stuff like that. Like I just have my own personal way I want to look, way I want to dress. And as I've shared about my journey and have been going through my journey, there's been a couple of years that I just haven't been presented how I usually like to present myself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something. I would just imagine how the people, I was taking an account for the people that associate themselves with me. And what if I did that? Would they still be there? You know? I think we should ask ourselves that sometimes. You know, if we didn't live in this house, would my friends still be there? Would they still really love me?
Uh-huh.
Or do they love me? You know what I mean? If I didn't have this degree or if I didn't have, I didn't look this way, if I didn't walk this way, if I didn't talk this certain way, would they still be there? Would they treat me how they treat me? And then watch how the people that we associate with, watch how they treat other people that seem to be less fortunate. And a lot of times it's not so blatant, like, ugh, it doesn't necessarily have to be like that. It could
right.
literally just be they move away
mm-hmm.
or they treat them like a charity case. Who needs that? That's not love. It's fake. I think it just really, once we realize our own authenticity and really realize who we are, that we realize that it's pointless to live externally like that, because all of it dissipates. It's just pointless to live like that. It's really
right.
missing. If that's missing the mark, if we want to talk about sin, that's missing the mark.
Uh-huh.
You know.
When you were talking about, you mentioned that getting up and going out, you know, you dress a certain way. It made me think about when I was a little girl in Virginia, where my grandmother lives. It's just a small little town, and there's not that many white people in the neighborhood. It's not uncommon. I can remember not just going to the store, and you would see, you know, the women with the curlers in the hair. They really didn't care about how they looked.
Now, I don't, you know, when you say it like that, because I already had a visual. Now, that right there, I'm not talking about.
I know.
You know.
But it just made me think about that. And then, all of a sudden, they started changing the neighborhood and developing it more, and more white families were moving in. And it was like overnight, I would go visit her, and it's like, it seems like overnight, things just changed out of the blue. I would go into the store, you stop seeing the black women with the curlers in the hair. You start seeing them putting on the makeup and dressing better because of the white families moving in. I'm like,
wow.
Why do you need to change yourself? You've been doing it for so long, you know, getting up and not caring, and all of a sudden because the white families are moving in, now you're going to change yourself? You're being fake. Just be who you want to be. If you want to get up in the morning and go out with curlers in your hair, so be it. Who cares what people think about you? And I say that because I don't go out with curlers in my hair, but Let me tell you, Dr. Princess Odelia, if I'm having a day where I just want to be lazy, I will put on my scarf on my head and just go. And I could care less what they say or what people think about me. And I know they're in the back of their mind and go, oh, look at her. She's one of them ghetto women. Look at the way she's dressed. She's got them jeans with the hole in it. And like, you know what? That I'm being real. If I want to have a lazy day and I don't want to dress up and I just want to just hang out, just be, that's what I'm going to do. And if someone has an opinion and they think they know, so be it. Because that's the key. They just think they know me. They don't know me from Adam and Eve. That's and until right. they take the initiative to come up and talk to me and have a conversation with me, then they'll say, oh, yes, she is highly intelligent, but maybe she just wanted to just bum it for today. Because I'm going to say, not every single day I want to get up and get dressed and look like a diva every single day. Once in a while, I just want to... Once in a while, I want to keep the scarf on my head and go out.
Wow. And that's all of us. We want to relax and shouldn't just enjoy and be able to be comfortable in that.
But you know what? We can't because of the social profiling that goes on. So
we
put on this pretense.
It's just our choice not to.
Okay.
Yes, we can. It's our choice not to. Am I holding a gun to our head?
We do have to take a break, but we will be back. For all those listening in chat room, don't go anywhere. We have our fitness and health tips and our inspirational corner when we come back.
You know what time it is.
If I hear somebody say we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way.
Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Sorry, I just don't get it.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
The following fitness and health tip is from Jillian Michael, personal fitness trainer.
Don't compare yourself to others. Everybody's different. The key is creating a lifestyle that works for you as an individual. Keep your goal in sight, be patient and loving with yourself, and you're going to reach those goals in no time.
It's your resident, Map of the South, Mom the Little Donna, letting you know all about the best online radio network to listen to, the TJRS Radio Network. No matter who you are or what you like, we have a show just for you. Before you head off to your Sunday worship, tune in to the Serious Side of the J. Rouse Show every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as the Serious Crew discuss important issues concerning all of us, from politics to gun control. The Serious Side covers the thought-provoking views. Then, when it's time for a midweek pick-me-up, the comedian crew of the J. Rouse Show will surely have you cracking a rib. Every Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, as they take jabs at each other, discussing everything from crazy baby names to the last time you had your butt kicked. For a dose of inspiration, tune in every Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, to the True Purpose Development Show, as Dr. Princess Odelia helps guide you to your life's true purpose. And let's not forget, Friday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, with me, your very own, Map of the South, Mom the Little Donna, and Dr. Princess Odelia, the ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, doing our best to spread positivity one show at a time. And to end your week, tune in again for another dose of the J. Rouse Show. Saturday, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. They will surely have you falling over with laughter. So if you're looking for online radio at its best, look no further, for it doesn't get any better than the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello.
Welcome back to the second set of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. And if you're just now joining us, the first half of the show, Dr. Princess Odelia and I, we were talking about racial profiling, social profiling, profiling of all types. And we mentioned the case about Trayvon Martin, the young teenager who was gunned down by the security guard. But before we jump back into our topic, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Princess Odelia so that she can share her inspirational moment with us. Dr. Princess Odelia, it's all yours.
Well, thank you, Mom, too. Tonight, I just want to encourage everyone to be yourself. Be yourself. We talk about peace and we talk about change, but one thing that is often negated is self. Understanding what you are, understanding what you're here for, is so important for you to realize your own true happiness and fulfillment. And it's also key for us as a people to come together as one. We can't keep marching for miles and making great speeches and advocating if we don't come to realize the greater truth of us. Yes, you hear me say it all the time, that we are actually spirits housed in a body. And it's been so long that for most people, I'd say probably 99.9% of the people in the world, live life as if they have savored the best nuts in the world, when in fact, they've only been sucking on the shell. We have to break that shell. And when we do break that shell, by taking time to experience ourselves, starting off first in the morning, get up. Get up and breathe. Get up and take a breath. Experience your breath. Inhale, exhale slowly three times. When you do that, you'll feel your body tingle and you'll feel the inside awaken. And continue to do that. And as you begin to just teach yourself to be controlled, to take your time, to be quiet often when you're alone. And I know some of you may say, but you talk so much. Are you ever quiet? I'm very quiet a lot of times, believe it or not. And I take that time to be silent so that I can hear greater wisdom, so that I can be enlightened to a greater truth. This is what is necessary for us. Or things like this, what has happened to the young man, this misunderstanding. Someone took his life. A young man lost his life because of a social profiling issue. What is your issue? What is your issue? Are you embarrassed to go into a certain area or hang with a certain people? When is the last time you stopped on the side of the road and maybe talked to a homeless person and sat down and found out their story? Do you care? Do you find yourself boasting about what you have just to save face? Hiding your story because you think people look down on you? Those are untruths. That's what happens when a person is living life as if you have been sucking on that nut and you haven't gotten to it yet because you haven't broken that shell. When you break that barrier of all the externalism that you've been conditioned with your entire life, you've been conditioned to please man. When you go through that barrier and come to experience yourself, that's my people. That is when we will come to a world of peace. That is when we can walk our streets in whatever area and never have to worry about somebody having a social profile issue or racial issue with us. That's when you can ride down the street with a hoopty and not have to hide your face because you think people are going to talk about you, and knowing that they will. That's when we all individually can come to terms with ourselves. And I am your
Amen.
True Purpose Life Coach, Dr. Princess Odelia. Visit me online, Facebook, and Twitter. Love you much.
All right. Well, you know what? I don't know what else we're going to say after that.
Oh, man.
That
so
was
sad.
Awesome.
Thank you. So sad. Yeah. But it's true. It's true, yeah. Mom, too.
It really is true. And the word that you used that struck out to me, condition. We have been conditioned to think a certain way, to act a certain way, to be a certain way.
Yeah.
Why? Why do we feel like we can't be any better than what we are? We can
right.
be. We can move past the racial profiling and the social profiling. But
yeah.
like you said, until there is a change, we're not going to get there.
Yeah.
We're never going to
no.
do it.
No. And it starts first from within. Some people say, well, I can't change the world. The world's just not ever going to change. Well, how about starting with you? if everybody just started with themselves, that'd be a whole lot of change. Because
yep.
one person literally, I believe this Bible speaks of this, that one will put 10,000 to flight.
Uh-huh.
One will put 1,000, two will put 10,000, something like that. So you have no idea the impact that you will have on someone's life just by you handling you.
Right.
And even that's an external excuse, okay? Well, the world's not doing it, so I'm not doing it. So then we're so concerned about the world's not doing it, so we don't even take time to experience life ourselves. We don't better ourselves. And I believe there are a lot of people, Mom, too, that have these issues. I mean, and some of it is subconscious because it's just been such the way.
Right.
It's not
right.
even intentional. You know, people say, well, I'm not like that because you're taking offense to the conversation, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. You just don't realize that you are that way. And I would have to say I've been fortunate and I was blessed to my father was in the military. So we lived all over. I mean, all over
mm-hmm.
the world. So because of that, I contribute a lot of that to the way I am now. I don't see people as color.
Yeah.
Yet you can still feel it. And I try to explain this to my husband. And for all those listening who might not know, my husband is white. And I remember being a little girl growing up, and I was in the room one day, and I overheard my mom tell my dad, do not be surprised if your oldest daughter does not marry someone black. And I remember hearing my father say, what do you mean by that? Why do you think she would not marry someone black? And my mother came back and said, they don't even know I heard this conversation. My mother told him, said, because we live in so many different places and we are raising them to see people as people, do not be surprised if she doesn't marry someone black. Just don't be surprised. I'm telling you now. She probably won't.
Yes.
And it was true because I didn't just date black men. I dated all races because I saw them as people and I was not looking at their color. I wasn't thinking about what the consequences would be if I married someone outside my race and we had children. I didn't think about any of that. I was just looking at who was going to make me happy and if this is someone I could spend the rest of my life with.
Right, right,
so,
right.
You know, I do contribute a lot of that to the way I was brought up and raised. And like you said, we are conditioned because of the way we've been raised or our background.
Mm-hmm.
We've been conditioned to think a certain way, to act a certain way and be a certain way. But that doesn't mean we can't change.
Correct.
We can change if we want to.
That's right. It's our choice to change. But we have
mm-hmm.
to want to do it. We have to want to do it. And do people do it? Do people want to do it? I think people really don't do it a lot of times because they feel that it can't be done.
That is that word that you mentioned earlier, fear. They're afraid to change. They're afraid that if they change, then their little social network of friends that they have is all going to disappear. Well, if your social network of friends that you have disappears, they weren't your friends to begin with because they should be happy that you are trying to make a positive change in your life.
That's right. I'm going to bring something out. Did you ever listen to that show I came out?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I need it. Okay, I'm bad. No, I didn't.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you did it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you have to listen to the show. Oh, gosh. I'm not going to spoil it until you listen to the show, and then and maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe next week we can do a show on what you're going to hear when you listen to the show. And for those of you who do not know, maybe you can join Mom, too, and inspire her to move forward and listen to the show.
I did a show on the True Purpose Development Show on February 29th, okay?
And I wrote the date down.
It's titled, Today I Come Out, .. There's other things to that title. And I know what most of you are assuming from the fact that I said I come out. Good. I want you to assume whatever you want to assume. I want you to go to it and listen to the story. And since we're on this subject of social profiling and all of these things, I would love for us to have a conversation, Mom Two and I, and those of you who would like to call in, about what you'll hear from the show on the True Purpose Development Show page on February 29th. You're going to, some of you will be very shocked. But close your mouth. It's all right. And you're going to be shocked at what you hear. You're really going to be shocked at what you hear, and we're going to talk about it. And I want Mom Two and I to really, I've been really looking forward to it.
But when you said some of us might be shocked, I was thinking in my head, maybe they'd be shocked to make a change in their life.
And it has. That show has actually been inspiring so many people. A gentleman came up to me, actually I was speaking somewhere, and that was the first day I was authentic to this piece here, because I always come authentically, but I usually tell my stories after they're over. I tell it after it's done, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that even is just, it's done because we're supposed to fake it till we make it. You get it?
Right.
If we can't, you got to be authentic, you got to do this, you got to do that. That's true only to a certain degree in certain things. And there is still wisdom in how you do things. But at which time, this time in my life, it was time to say what I had to say. And I had to do it now as I'm documenting this piece of the journey in my life. So it's important for a lot of us, and it's going to inspire every last one of you I know to first move forward to that great experience. And as we talk next week, hopefully, you'll hear Mom Two and I. And Mom Two, I want us to talk about it. We'll talk about what's going on, because it's the best story in the world and the best experience I've ever experienced. I cannot tell you. I can't even put it into words. I think what I'll do is try to, we'll get some material to you. But anyway, don't you listen to it.
Okay.
But we have to be authentic. We have to be authentic. That's what it's coming to. That's what it's about.
And don't be afraid to be authentic. Don't be afraid to step out of the shell and be who you're supposed
to
be.
That's right. I have a question to ask you, Mom, too.
You have a question to ask me?
Yeah. What's running through your head right now? What are you thinking?
You mean about what you said? Well, I know it's not what everybody thinks it is when you – anytime anyone says I came out, most of the time they're thinking, okay, the person's either gay. No, that's not. I'm not thinking. You know what?
Wait. How do you know? That's it. How do you know? You don't, do you?
No, I don't. But that's not what I was thinking. No, I don't know. But that's not what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll have to listen to it and see. But there's not too many things that shock me, especially since, you know, you and I, we've been talking, what's going on, 2 years?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm pretty comfortable with you. And so whatever you have to, whatever you have to share, I'm just like, okay. That's just me, okay. And I think a lot of times that throws people off when they talk to me in, you know, everyday settings. They'll mm-hmm. say something to me because they're trying to shock me, and they don't get the response that they thought they were going to get from me. And they're like, well, okay. <I'm> like,
wow.
I'm just like, go with the flow, okay.
Well, awesome. And you know, that's how we should be. We're talking about racial profiling and all of this, and what has caused this young guy to lose his life over a racial profile.
Yeah.
And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know, from the latest news that was on today, they were saying that the security guard, he said that the reason why he shot him was self-defense. He said that he saw the young gentleman walking, and he got out, or wherever the security guard was standing, he said he started following him and asking him where he was going. You know, asking Trayvon, where are you going? And he said Trayvon told him, I'm going home. It's
wow.
already time for a break. Already?
Wow.
Wait a minute. There's
I know.
Okay.
Jay just wants to take a bathroom break. That's what it is.
Oh,
that's
what it is. Okay. Well, when we come back, I want to finish my comment.
Yes.
To get those listening, start making them think about what the security guard said.
You can use on the TJRS radio network.
He was lying right here.
Tracy Martin's teenage son was shot dead on this patch of grass 10 days ago, and the gunman belonged to a neighborhood watch group.
Yeah, it must be a little, feel kind of odd to be here, huh?
Yeah.
17-year-old Trayvon Martin, Trey to his family, lived in Miami. He loved horses and dreamed of becoming a pilot. This high school junior was visiting relatives last month when he was shot and killed inside this gated subdivision of townhomes.
He meant the world to me. He meant the world to his mother. And it's just sad that he's been taken away from us.
Around 7 p.m. on Sunday, February 26th, Martin was walking the half mile back from the 7-Eleven store where he had bought an iced tea and a bag of Skittles. At 7:17, 26-year-old George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch member, called police to report a suspicious person inside the subdivision. A dispatcher told Zimmerman police were on the way and to let them handle it. But just 2 minutes later, six neighbors dialed 911 to report a fight and then a gunshot. Trey Martin, shot once in the chest, lay dead on this walkway just 70 yards from the home where he was staying. He was unarmed.
He was just up here just to relax. He wasn't up here to return home in a body bag, you know, and that's just the part that really tears me up.
When Trey was only 9, he pulled his father from a burning kitchen.
He was my hero, you know what I'm saying? My son saved my life, and for me not to be able to save his life, it's hard.
Sanford police have questioned Zimmerman but not charged him. He had a legal permit to carry his concealed weapon, a 9mm handgun. For now, he's a free man who maintains he acted in self-defense.
Zimmerman admitted shooting him.
Correct.
He was armed and the victim was not armed.
That's correct.
But no arrest.
No arrest.
Police Chief Bill Lee says no one saw how or why the fight began.
Is the key question whether Zimmerman acted in self-defense?
Yes.
And that's what you have yet to establish.
That's what we've yet to establish. We're trying to gather all of the information.
Tracy Martin is sure that if anyone was trying to defend himself, it was his son.
Why would he attack this guy? He don't know this guy. What are you going to attack him with, a pack of Skittles?
You understand that frustration?
Absolutely. It's their 17-year-old son. I have a 16-year-old son, and I couldn't imagine having to experience what they're experiencing.
George Zimmerman's a college student majoring in criminal justice. Neighbors and police say he has lived somewhere else since the shooting. We couldn't reach him or find any trace of him online. Tracy Martin wants Zimmerman to face a jury for killing Trey.
My kid went to the morgue, and this guy went home and went to sleep in his bed. There's no justice in that.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Welcome back to the final call of Ladies First Radio at the TJRS Radio Network. If you're just now joining us, Dr. Princess Odelia and I, for the last hour, we've been talking about the case with Trayvon Martin and racial profiling and social profiling. We have about 3 minutes left. Dr. Princess Odelia, what I was going to say before we went to break, they did interview Zimmerman, and he said that he admitted to following the young man, and he asked him where was he headed. And he said, Trayvon said, I'm going home. He asked him where is home, and that's when Trayvon supposedly got, offensive. And I'm thinking to myself, I would have done the same thing if I was Trayvon. Why are you asking me where I'm going? I haven't done anything. I haven't stolen anything. Why are you questioning me? But we really don't know what happened
exactly. Because
the other person that was in the fight, he's gone. But hopefully, the truth will come out. The whole truth, not just partial truth, and justice will be served one way or the other. It's a sad situation when it's happened. We don't know what the security guard, what he's feeling right now. I'm hoping he feels remorse to find out that he shot a young man in his prime who wasn't even armed.
Wow. And it was just no need. A senseless death. Another senseless death. It's like, wake up, people, wake up. And it's a society of insanity. What is the definition of insanity is when you repeatedly do the same thing over and over and over again and expect a different result. In our society, we are guilty of that, where we continue to do the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
We have more meetings and marches and all this stuff. And we really need to get to the core, and that's the core of us individually. And it's unfortunate, and we also have to put our foot down on things like that. I hope they do what they need to do with the gentleman who killed him. I mean, come on.
Right.
Hope they don't brush that under the rug.
And I don't think they will be able to brush this under the rug because too many people upset.
Oh,
at first
yeah.
they were talking about they didn't want to release the 911 calls, the tapes. They released them today. So tomorrow we should be able to hear what was on those 911 tapes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But we've got about a minute left. We need to close out our set here. What would you like to close us out with, Dr. Princess Odelia?
I just want to say, I gave my moment of inspiration. I want to invite everyone to listen to that show on February 29th on the True Purpose Development Showcase. That's blogtalkradio.com/True Purpose Development. And that's what I'll say. And visit me on Facebook and on Twitter, and visit us. Visit Ladies First Radio on Facebook as well.
Okay. All right.
Love you,
too. And we got to close out. We have to say goodnight to everyone. Please do not forget to join us tomorrow on the Jay Rao Show. Good night, and everyone have a wonderful weekend. Love you all.
Yes. Love you all. Good night.
Good night.